Yo, you know what time it is? This is LDRT Matter Podcast Show right back here online, and you can get to listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Anchor FM. Thank you, everyone, for always staying tuned on this show. We're about to get started now, so don't touch the dial. I'll be right back.
Hello, welcome back to Healthy Heart Matters Podcast. This is another wonderful time to learn, to relearn, and to unlearn a lot of things about heart, mental health, and life itself. Welcome once again. My name is Comfort Ogufalu. I'm also known as Comfy Flex. First time out that I hear, I want to say welcome. I love you so much. Thank you for joining. Now, for those of you that are interested in having a collaboration with us, or you want to join us for any of our episodes, we are welcome interested and we are accepting all your proposals. Visit us on our social media platforms, ComfortTube Tunes on Facebook, and also you can talk to us at ComfyFlex_PenUp on Instagram, so you can get our WhatsApp number on our Facebook platform. All right, so what do we have for you today? Let's get into it. There's no time to waste time. Vision ideas for the new year. This is 2024, so everybody knows that there's a popular slang going out there. No grief for anybody. No grief for anybody. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, madam. If you don't want to agree with anybody, you must know what you're doing. You must know what you want for this year. You must have envisioned something for this year. So what about if you don't know? What about you don't know what to do? What about you don't even have an idea of what to do? You are not a failure just because you don't have a vision board, or just because you've not written a new year resolution. Don't be pressurized. That's part of no good for anybody we've been talking about, right? But remember how I said I would do a follow-up with you on my last episode, especially for those of you that listened to that episode on how to get resolution. And I'm sure by now you already drafted something out. Or are you still waiting on somebody to push you? So nobody will motivate you unless you motivate yourself. In today's episode, I'm here to help you get ideas. Now, ideas does not mean I want to help you build your vision board. I'm just here to, you know, give you cues, tips here and there so that you have direction. You have cue on what to do. It makes the work easier for you. You know, it's just like a template, your follow-up template, your follow-up guidelines, framework that people have given to you. So that's what we're about to do now. Are you ready? So let's start with a few categories. I have just about 7 categories. You don't have to follow my template. It is just a guideline. You have the cue. You have the idea. Then you can build on it the way you want. Now, the first category is career category, personal growth, relationship, faith-based category, financial, hobbies and health. Hobbies can also be fun, yeah, leisure, yeah. The first one, career. You can decide to get promotion. You know, that's part of your vision. Oh, at my place of work, I want to be promoted from where I am to here. Or you can decide to change your job. Or you can decide to invest in more education so you can fit into better roles. And you can decide to start your own business. Decide to be more organized, clear out some junks, declutter your workspace, and make your board or your table less packed. That can be a vision idea. You can decide to take on a special project. You can decide to build a project. It could be a humanitarian project. It could be an NGO. It could be a profitable project. Whatever project you want to take on. It could be a vision for your career that, okay, this is what I want. You will visionize it. You want to actualize it. So, those are under the categories of career. When we talk about read more books, make time for self-care, do some random acts of kindness, start a journal, listen to more podcasts like this, then learn how to build your presentational and communicational skills out there, do social media detoxing, decluttering your social media, you know, rebranding your social media appearance, and lots of things. it can fall under personal growth category. This year, last week, I did some decluttering, I did some cleaning out, I did some detoxing, I deleted some apps. Not because those apps are not helping my marketing strategies when it comes to my business, but because I discovered that the distraction I get from those apps are becoming too much. So without the apps, I can still get to use the site, or I can still get to post on my TikTok or on my Instagram through my integration from other apps like Facebook. So I did a lot of calculation with how I want my life to be. This is mine. I'm saying mine. So you could decide to do all that. That is what a vision for your personal growth. Now, when we look at relationship aspect, learn communication skills, create meaningful connections. Maybe there are some people you have in your connection. You can decide to, you know, unfriend, unfollow. You step out of your comfort zone, you set boundaries, you make time for your family and friends, you let go of toxic people. That could be a goal or vision for this new year in regards to relationship. You can decide to connect with old friends. Maybe you have some friends that they've been helpful to you in some ways. You can decide to connect back with them. Another category is faith-based. You can decide to create a study journal for reading the word of God, getting connected to God, because without God you can't do it. You can't do anything. 1 week without God's word makes you weak. So now you've seen yourself that you last year you just went through that year random prayers here and there. This year you can decide to be more fervent in prayer by including Bible study time, prayer time, even fasting time included. All these are faith-based. You can decide to read spiritual books. You can decide that this year, my vision is to have more of spiritual songs on my phone and stop listening to songs that are not helping me to grow spiritually. That could be your goal. That could be your vision. Another category, we have the financial. You can decide to create a budget and you spend less, you save more, you invest, you make a wish list, you take on a side hustle, you create more passive income for yourself. When it comes to hobby, learn new hobbies. There's some hobbies you can learn that will even create a passive income for you. You know, you can share gifts with friends and family, you can find community of like minds, you can perfect your craft. You have some skills, some craft you have learned. You can decide to learn advanced class of those skills, get more knowledge, you know, learn on YouTube. Do a lot of things that would make you happy. Monetize your hobby too. You can decide to sell your skills, your talent. When it comes to health wise, your vision could be like you want to look more beautiful, more shapely, have flat tummy, have six packs. Those could be goals and vision for your new year. I can decide that this year I want to exercise regularly so that I can be fit. I want to try meditation, yoga. I want to drink more water. I want to stick to a sleep schedule. Those are goals that you can achieve. You can visualize and actualize them. My lovely listener, that is all for this episode. I see God helping us. I see God opening doors of opportunities to us. I see God taking us to places whereby we will not lack resources. If you have been blessed with today's episode, I believe we should give God the glory, because it's God that makes this possible. In our next episode, you will hear again from me. Thank you very much for joining us on this episode.